From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio, and I want to thank you for the pleasure of your company, not only as we gather around the radio, but as we gather around the Word of God. I trust that you had a great weekend, and I trust that you went to church yesterday. You know, we are living in a time when many people are forsaking the assembling together of believers. That's not pleasing to God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God would have you in church, a good, solid, Bible-believing church where the Word of God is taught without compromise. And so I trust that you found yourself in such a church yesterday and that you are a regular church attender as a child of God. Well, last week we began a series from 1 Timothy chapter 4 entitled A Look at the Latter Times. And I emphasized last week that 1 Timothy chapter 4 was primarily given to Pastor Timothy from the Apostle Paul, but is very applicable to us today. As a matter of fact, I emphasized last week that 1 Timothy chapter 4 is one chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend. That means if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is a passage of Scripture that you ought to read, you ought to study, you ought to understand, simply because of the fact that it explains what is going to be taking place in the latter times in which we live. And it all has to do with truth and sound doctrine. And, you know, we are living in a time when there is a great departure from truth. There is a great departure from sound doctrine. As a matter of fact, a lot of churches are departing from the truth and sound doctrine, and a lot of individual Christians are departing from such as well. It amazes me to see churches that once stood firm on the Word of God are backing away from the Word of God. They are becoming contemporary. They are becoming liberal. They are becoming compromising. And beloved, it's not pleasing to God. They do so simply because of the fact that they believe that it will enable them to get a bigger crowd or to draw other people. The question that I have for pastors of churches who want to do that is simply this. What is most important, drawing a crowd or pleasing God? Compromising with the world or standing true on the Word of God? And the same thing as it relates to individual Christians. You know, as born-again believers, we are to be focusing on sound doctrine. And yet, we are living in a time when many Christians are departing from sound doctrine. And that is the emphasis here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, last week we took the opportunity to read down through 1 Timothy 4, and I would like to begin this week of broadcast with doing the same. So if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to 1 Timothy 4 as I read all 16 verses. If you don't have a copy of God's Word, listen carefully, because this is where we are living today. It comes right out from the pages of Scripture, and it's something that every one of us as Christians should comprehend. 1 Timothy chapter 4, let me read it with you today. There we find the Word of God says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, specially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, which of course is the entire chapter. Now last week, we took the opportunity of noting the condition of the latter times as it is brought out for us in verses 1 through 6. You'll note it starts out there in verse 1 by saying, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." That phrase, as I brought out last Monday, where it says, "the Spirit speaketh expressly," simply indicates the concept of inspiration. In other words, what we see here is that by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, Paul is leading Timothy to talk about the latter times. And the latter times speak of the entire church age from Pentecost unto the rapture. And he says right there very clearly that some shall depart from the faith. Now that word "some" simply means that not everybody will depart from the faith in the latter times, which means that God always has a remnant. And that's an important thing to take into consideration. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you are being true to the Word of God, then you are a part of the faithful remnant of God. And you've got the privilege as well as the responsibility to represent the Lord Jesus as an ambassador of Jesus Christ in everything that you say and do. Well, when we read down through verses 1 through 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we find there are seven things that will take place in the latter times, that is, in the day and age in which we live. I highlighted those seven things with you last week. Let me review them. Number one, there will be a departure from the faith. Number two, there will be a rising of seducing spirits. Number three, there will be an acceptance of the doctrines of devils. Number four, there will be lying, hypocritical teachers leading people astray. Number five, there will be false teachers with a seared conscience. Number six, there will be those who will reject the biblical family structure. And number seven, there will be those who will reject even the eating of certain foods. All of those are the conditions of the latter times in which we live. And I'm certain that you recognize them even as I've given them to you right from the pages of Scripture. And the Bible teaches us that we need to be aware of these things. As a matter of fact, pastors in the pulpit and people in the pew are to study God's Word, understand biblical truth, detect biblical error, and admonish each other regular for godly living, because in these days there will be a turning away from biblical things. That is the condition of the latter times. Then, we also emphasized last week the concern of the latter times, and that's brought out in verses 7 through 9 of 1 Timothy 4, and that's the fact that we are to refuse profane and old wives' fables. That is, we are to refuse false doctrine, and then we are to resort to godly exercise, where it says that we are to exercise ourselves rather unto godliness. You see that in verse 7, actually in verses 7 through 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And so the fact of the matter is, in light of the fact that in these latter times there is going to be a departure from the truth, those of us who know the Lord, who love the Lord, and who want to be faithful to the Lord must refuse false doctrine, turn against it, and teach the truth. And as we do that, we are to exercise ourselves spiritually that we might grow in the Lord and be strong in the Lord. And so in reality, that's a review as to what we took the time to study last week. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together again, we're going to look at verses 10 through 16, or I should say, we will begin to look at verses 10 through 16 as we consider the certainties of the latter times. What is it that we who want to be faithful to God and His Word should do in these latter times in which we live? Well, that's what we're going to be focusing on throughout the course of this week in the broadcast. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we do so. Well, thank you once again for joining us, and until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.